He hardly spoke. He seems charming enough.
Well, he's got money, which some people take for charm.
People you don't know any better?
I don't mean you, Marcy. You know I don't.
Why does he bother you anyway?
Well, he doesn't. Not really. I mean, why should he?
But?
Well, you know Dad. He's so easily taken in by those diamond geezer types.
Just as you're so easily prejudiced against them.
I'm just saying, Dad listens to you more than he does to me.
I hardly think so.
He does. Especially as you now own half the restaurant. I thought you might just have a warning note, that's all.
A warning note?
I mean, if Mulloway's looking for investors or something.
Is he?
Well, not as far as I know, but...
But then how can I...
You have to wonder what he's doing here, Marcy. Don't you? I mean... Diamond geezer on Marble Fen? He's after something.
Jack, relax.
Yes, but...
He's getting away from London. He's after a good meal and a bit of local colour.
I'm not so sure.
Not everyone's out to get you, Jack. Don't fret so much.
We are not easy to find, Mr. Mulloway, but we are certainly worth the effort.
Hard to find is perfectly acceptable in my book.
Is it?
In fact, Warwick, it's exactly what I'm looking for.
Really?
I have a reclusive temperament.
Have you?
Oh, yes. I was considered artistic as a child.
You know you don't surprise me, but I think you will like my...